What's going on?
Willow thinks she's in love with my boyfriend, RJ.
What?
No! You two can't do this.
Willow, you're a gay woman. And he isn't?
This isn't about his physical presence. It's about his heart.
His physical presence has a penis.
I can work around it.
This isn't fair.
How can you all be doing this to me?
Okay, wait, everyone wait. Just calm down, okay? I think I know what this is. Clearly, you've both been affected by the same love spell that cut Dawn.
Oh, this isn't a spell. He owns my heart.
Dawn, be quiet. We're trying to work this out. We don't need you interfering.
There's a simple answer to this. Just think about who loves him the most. Clearly, I do, since I'm willing to look past the whole orientation thing.
I need him.
Well, you're gonna have to do better than that. I'd kill for him.
You'd kill for a chocolate bar.
No. Yes, kill for him. I'm the Slayer. Slayer means kill. Oh, I'll kill the principal.
Freaking gushness, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Boys Watching Buffy. We're just two boys watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer for the first time, giving our review, our reactions. We're your hosts. I am Joe Welke.
I am Vance.
And today we're talking about Season 7, Episode 6, titled Him. Directed by Michael Gershman, written by Drew Z. Greenberg. Original air date November 5th, 2002, to an audience of 4.65 million people. And before we get into the episode, everybody, we got a couple of shout-outs.
It's been a while since we've had a shout-out. But we've got a special shout-out for our friend in Canada, Ian Yab, or Laniab. Don't know what it is. Can't tell if that's a capital I or a lowercase l. But anyway, you know who you are. You're in Canada. You gave us a 5-star Apple Podcast rating and review. Thank you so much. And we also have a 5-star Spotify rating from Craig-a-leg. Thank you so much. If you want to get your own shout out, Apple Podcast 5-star rating and review, Spotify 5-star rating, take a screenshot of it and send it in to us any way possible.
Yeah, big shout out to Craig, the Spotify 5-star. You know, thanks for getting it into us. You know,
there was some trouble apparently getting it into us, but you came through.
The effort. You know, we appreciate it. You are him.
Yes. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/boyswatchingbuffy, where we're doing Joe's Fashion Report / Corner. Boys Watching Angel and Boys Watching Movies, and boy, oh boy, do I have things to say about this week's episode of Angel.
It was just a fine episode. Nothing strange happened at all. Just normal, easy to relate to, makes perfect sense, tracks perfectly. Yeah.
Oh my God, that non-problematic. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God, that episode of Angel this week. You know, I've been on record the last couple of times that we've talked about the comparison about, like, you know, I'm thinking I'm liking Angel season 4 more than Buffy season 7. This episode of Angel completely flipped that script, completely lost me. And if you want to hear more about that, Boys Watching Buffy on Patreon, patreon.com/boyswatchingbuffy. Because holy shit.
I'll say, regarding Angel, I had my reservations watching this season. I wasn't fully sold on what was happening. It wasn't bad, but I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
And all those fears came alive.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this about Buffy. I nailed my predictions.
Yeah. What were our predictions from last week?
Your prediction was an Angel crossover episode. Thank God that didn't happen.
Yeah, dead wrong.
And I said there'd be him would be about a new character. or we would get a Principal Wood story.
All right,
kind of get a little bit of both.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of this episode? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it once I figured out what was happening. Yeah. I was a little worried at first about our girl Dawn.
Yeah. I was enjoying it, and then I started really enjoying it. Like once the connection started happening and like things just started ramping up and ramping up.
Yeah. I do have a nitpick.
Oh yeah.
But I get what they were going for. It's just one of those things where, you know, it's working on only certain people.
Mm-hmm.
But not everyone, but also everyone. So
yeah. So do we got any other announcements up top aside from getting into our freaking monster era?
Oh yeah, a little follow up on Anya's boxes that she had in her kitchen.
Oh right, yeah, that you were so curious about.
Yeah. Apparently they bring it up in the DVD commentary, thanks to Jodine for giving us a rundown on Discord. But they don't know what it is. They just reordered them so it wasn't 1 and 3 to make it 13 and just made it 3 and 1. But no reason given.
Well, alrighty then.
I'm surprised it made it to the commentary.
Yeah, I am too. I thought that was going to be a nothing.
Yeah.
It's like if they got something for this, all right.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah. People all right. Noticed. Let's crack open these motherfuckers here. What do we got today? I got Zero Ultra.
Zero. I'm just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
All right. We're still simpatico, though. Yep. Cheers to you. Cheers to you, listeners. I'm going to fucking slurp this bad boy down. This is going to kick in right at the wrong time for the Angel podcast.
I know.
I'm going to be on one for Angel podcast.
Yeah. But strapping for this one, this Buffy one, it's going to be a ride.
Yeah. Literally. So the episode opens up with a recap of Buffy telling Spike he needs to get out of the basement, DeHoffrin making Anya not a demon anymore, and he's upset with her because she wants to not be a demon anymore, and then Xander wanting to help Anya, like at the end of the episode where he's kind of like, they go their separate ways, and he's like, you shouldn't be alone right now, and yeah. So then we open the episode with, and this was the most absolute, I would not stand for this. Spike moving in with Xander. Buffy's there with Dawn, and she's like helping Spike move in with Xander. And Xander's like, all right, well, you can stay in there in the closet. And Xander is just like, I don't think that I want this to be happening. And I was like, yeah.
It makes no sense except for this is a TV show.
Yeah. I mean, Spike could live in any of those fucking mausoleums. There's like 100,000 abandoned mansions in Sunnydale. Just go back where Angel was living.
Why would the two of them agree to this?
I have no idea. Do you think it was a situation where Buffy was like pulling them both by the ears? Like, you're going to make this work.
But it's
Buffy's
not like
Mama Buffy now.
But it's not like they're in a relationship where it's like they're two feuding friends. And it's like, we're going to shove you together. You're going to make up. And they don't. Xander hates Spike, rightfully so. Buffy claims not to want to hook up with Spike anymore, love him or whatever.
Yeah, because Dawn brings that up. Dawn's all worried. Like, Buffy, is this going to lead down a path of you guys getting back together? And Buffy's like, no. That's never going to happen. But this is different. Spike has a soul now.
This is where I wrote that Dawn had a great question. She goes, what does Spike having a soul mean anyway?
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, what? Like, thank you, Dawn. Dawn was coming in hot. Coming in hot with the real questions. This is her season.
This is her season so far. Yeah, like in her character growth thus far.
Let's see if that lasts
to the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's why I got worried. That's why I got worried when something changed. I was like, I was liking Dawn. And then, Dawn. And then I was like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Yeah, Xander is like, I do not want this to happen. And Spike is like looking around, checking out the new digs. And he's like, yeah, you know what? This is not a good idea, dude. I should not be here. I want to leave. I do not want to stay here. And Buffy's like, no, you have to stay here. Stay. And I was just like, what is
I just, I know it's sitcom logic.
Like, why does Xander have to stand for this?
No reason.
Oh my God.
At least say you owe me one because of something. Mm-hmm. Xander makes a Xander joke and then we're into it. There's no, he has no reason to agree to this.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither does Spike.
No. Well, Spike's soul whipped.
Yeah, he is.
Whatever that means.
Oh, man. So then we go over to Dawn and Buffy, and they're at, like, watching football practice or something.
Yeah, like they always do.
Yeah, just like they're the only people on these empty bleachers while football is practicing.
I feel like it's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Like football practice is at lunchtime.
But they're talking and Dawn is like, Buffy, why are you helping Spike? Like, why are you doing this? This is not your responsibility. And then Buffy's like, yeah, I know, but you know, I feel like I should. And Dawn goes straight up, do you still love Spike? And Buffy goes, well, no, I do not love Spike, but I do feel for him. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
And then Dawn's like, okay, but like, okay. And then Buffy's like, look, you don't understand. This is like complicated. This is a very complicated situation. Like, Dawn. And then Dawn's like, I mean, he tried to fucking rape you, Buffy. Like, why are you doing this? And Buffy's like, well, you don't understand. Like, Spike felt bad about that. So he went away. He went away because he felt so bad, and then he got a soul. And then Dawn goes, so what? Yeah. But Dawn is like, so what? Xander had a... Now, this is where I lost it with Dawn.
This was a... Yeah, okay. Say it.
Yeah, Dawn's like, well, Xander had a soul when he stood Anya up at the altar. I wrote in my notes in all caps, those are not the same.
I know. I was like, I don't think she meant to say it as a comparison, but it comes after the rape. And soul yeah. thing, but I think she was trying to say it like,
you can still do shitty things and you have a soul.
I don't get this love thing, is what she's kind of getting at. But the compare, I wrote down in my notes, I was like, don't compare Xander leaving Anya at the altar, which our listeners are really, it's really divisive that he left her. I think it's, we've said what we said about it. I think it's a bad thing. I think it's awkward, but I don't think it's. It's the most malicious thing that Xander could have done.
Long story short, to summarize.
Yeah.
I think we understand why Xander did it. It's the follow-up, him going missing for like a couple of days after. That's where he fucked up.
He's got to be home.
Yeah, he's got to communicate.
Yeah.
He's got to communicate that with Anya.
And but, getting stood up at the altar sucks, you know, for all the things.
Oh, yeah, but, totally.
But everyone liked Julia Roberts when she was a runaway bride. Everyone watched that movie. And she had a soul.
Yeah, she did.
But the Spike knew what he did was wrong and left.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he did was wrong while being a vampire without a soul.
Mm-hmm.
So
and he left and he was like, I'll show you, bitch. I'll show you, bitch. Things are going to be different, you bitch.
So you don't need a soul to know that rape is wrong.
No, apparently not.
And it's a weird, like, well, he knew it was wrong. So rape apology? Like, yeah, what are they doing?
Yeah.
I just feel like they pushed Spike so far down a road. But then they're trying to bring him back because they got another season and people like his character.
Yeah.
But nah.
But yeah, it's also a little bit of the confusion too, because Dawn says like Xander had a soul when he stood Anya up, but he still is in love with Anya and he still wants Anya. And Buffy's like, yeah, dude, like, you just don't get it. Like, you'll one day when you're older, you'll understand, Dawn. Yeah.
You're only 3 years old, Dawn. It's fine.
Yeah. And then Dawn goes, look, I gotta say, I don't think it's the basement that's making people crazy, because this fucking whole city is fucked. And I was like, another great point, Dawn. Mm-hmm. Another great point. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I just don't know why people bother. Like, this is all so complicated and so ridiculous. And Buffy's like, you'll get it one day. And she like pats her on the head and gets up and leaves. Mm-hmm. And she's still ranting. And then she all of a sudden sees a guy. This guy, he's the quarterback of the football team. His name is RJ. And he's a hottie, man. And Dawn just starts staring at him and doing the fucking... like the mask,
yeah,
fucking jaw drop, drool thing, and they start to play that. And then she falls off the bench because she's just gawking at this guy.
Yep, rom-com style.
Yeah. Now I have a question about this particular scene. Is he wearing a jacket in this scene, or is he in his like football pads?
No, he's got the varsity jacket on.
Okay, because I was like,
the letterman jacket. Because it was funny because it's in slow motion. It's after practice. He puts the letterman jacket on and then sprays his face with water from the water bottle. And I was like, you do that after you put the jacket on?
Yeah. Did he put the jacket on over his pads too? Like, they don't something really have about pad. It looked weird.
They don't really have pads on. Yeah, okay. No, it's just the jacket and like the jersey, like that loose jersey.
Yeah, I don't know. A penny.
Yeah.
I just remembered him spraying the water and some of the water getting on the jacket, and it bugged me.
I was like, no, you do that and then you put the jacket. Also, you probably just don't put that jacket on right after.
Yeah.
Field. But we get it. We know why it happened. Yeah.
So then we go to the intro song, and afterwards we have Buffy fighting a demon at Anya's place, and Anya's like hiding, and she's taking cover as Buffy is like whooping up on this demon and eventually kills the demon. And Anya's like, oh, cool. Thanks for saving me. Appreciate it. Now you can leave now. Thanks. Bye. And Buffy's like, oh, apparently D'Hoffrin wasn't so forgiving about you leaving the vengeance demonhood. And Anya's like, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, he didn't really like that because I was like one of his favorite people, apparently. He thought of me like a daughter, I guess. And now he wants to kill me.
Yeah, in this show, love makes people do insane things. And that's the only way you know people love you.
To quote Hercules, people do crazy things when they're in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
The movie or the Greek god?
The movie. Probably in the Greek. I don't know. But yeah, Buffy is like, Anya, I do not think that you should be alone right now. Who knows if D'Hoffrin's going to send another demon after you? And Anya's like, I don't need your help. I don't need your help. And then Buffy's like, look, even if it wasn't just whole D'Hoffrin thing, and even if I didn't just kill a demon here for you and heard you screaming from like a mile away, something even worse is coming. I feel from beneath you, it devours or whatever, and I don't think any of my friends should be alone right now. And I was like, oh, okay, so Buffy does think that Anya's her friend.
She said the F word.
Yeah. And Anya's like, well, you know, I'm sure that you could probably use my help anyway. Yeah, you need my help. I don't need yours, but you need mine because, you know, Willow, she's all off the magic and we don't know what she's up to. And Dawn isn't good for anything.
Yeah. Cut to.
Yeah, cut to Dawn at school just crushing so hard on that football guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees him hanging out at his locker with one of his football buddies and two cheerleaders. One of them has like a crutch because she like must have broke her leg or something.
Yeah.
And Dawn is sitting there And she's like, how am I going to approach this? I got to talk to this guy. I got to talk to this fucking guy. He's so hot. And then she goes up and she's like, oh, hey. Hey, what's up, RJ? How are you? And they're all like, oh, hey, what's up? Dawn, right? And like they're doing the thing where they are not opening their circle to her. She is just standing on the outside. Two of the people have their backs to her and they just are not paying her any attention.
It was the worst time for her to try to start a conversation.
Yeah, but she's a teenager, you know.
Yeah, this but she's been through teen so stuff. Much. She's been through so much.
That is true. But yeah, this is, I was like, oof, this is a terrible time to approach.
Yeah, you got to catch them coming out of class, the walk between classrooms. You got to have an organic intro, not jump in the middle and start talking about football, which you know nothing about.
Yeah. She goes up. Well, she starts talking about her English teacher because she's like, oh, RJ, you had Mr. whatever the fuck
Belding.
His name is.
Mr. Belding.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Belding. At your old school, right? And he's like, yeah, I did. And Dawn's like, yeah, isn't he such a piece of shit? And RJ is like, I actually kind of like that guy. And Dawn's like, I mean, like a piece of shit in like the best way. Like he's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, could you give me some pointers? And then now they're really just like ignoring her.
Yeah.
And they start talking about cheerleading tryouts. And RJ's like, hey, Miranda or whatever the fuck this other cheerleader's name is.
Their names are Cheryl and Lori, which I don't think ever gets said.
Yeah.
The one on crutches is played by Ricky Lindholm, who's been in a million things. She's from Garfunkel and Oates. She was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's in Knives Out. She's in Wednesday.
Who's she in Knives Out?
She's one of the family members.
Hmm.
And then the other girl is Angela Serafian. And I know her from Westworld, but she's also been in a Twilight movie.
Okay. She looked like, she looked like a cheerleader. Like, she looked like a gymnast, the one that wasn't on crutches.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I saw her and I was like, is that fucking Kayla Maroney or whatever that one girl's name was? Remember her from the Olympics that made like that weird face that everybody started memeing? Anyway, so they're talking about cheerleader tryouts and RJ's like, make sure you get the girls bouncing up and down for me, huh? And they're like, ew, gross. And then Dawn starts trying to talk about football and RJ and the other guy are arguing about like who's the better quarterback. And Dawn is like, the quarterback is the most important position on the field. And they're like, yeah. Okay.
I love that the two of them are both quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, like, what is it? A skinny white guy going to be running back?
I mean, he could have been a receiver, a defensive. I mean, the whole school looks the same, you know?
That's true.
But, yeah, like, normally you don't see, like,
the only black person in the school.
Most of the time you don't see the quarterback and backup quarterback being the jocks together. It's normally more different
quarterback
players.
Receiver.
Yeah. We watch Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. Boys watching movies. Patreon.com /boys watching Buffy. But Dawn tries to interject some more and it's just awkward as fuck. And they start ignoring her and then they just walk away from her. And she's like, shit, I blew it. Mm-hmm. But then we cut to Dawn in the attic of the summer's home. And she is, yeah.
I do like
not
this.
A singular summer. Yeah.
I do like the idea of this scene because it makes you think, oh boy, she's about to cast a spell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, she digs out an old, the old cheerleader outfit from Buffy's tryout of being a cheerleader, and Dawn shows up to the cheerleader tryout.
I just thought Dawn was around when that happened. Like, she wasn't in the show, but in the monk memory, where was Dawn when all that was happening?
Yeah, I mean, she knows about it. That's how she knew to go to the attic and get the outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does she think about that?
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get one of those episodes? I think we're not. I really want one.
No, I don't think we are.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I do want to see her in random moments.
Yeah, what was she dressed as in the Halloween episode?
Yeah, what happened to her?
Man, I miss Ethan Rain, dude. That guy fucking ruled.
He's coming back based off of my prediction.
Yeah. But Dawn's trying out for the cheerleading squad, and she gets laughed at because she's wearing like the old Buffy uniform for when, and nobody else that's trying out is wearing like a cheerleader's outfit. Yeah. They're all just like wearing, you know, leggings and shit.
We also watch Bring It On. This cheerleading, this one is bigger than the one that we even had in the first season.
Yeah.
Like, no, everybody's like, watching.
Yeah. It may have been like during like an after school.
It was after like, school, and it was like just cheerleaders doing it themselves.
There was a fuck ton of people in that gymnasium, though.
Yeah. Like, it was like it looked like a pep rally.
Yeah. But anyway, the cheerleaders start kind of laughing at Dawn. They're like, huh, nice old school uniform. And then Dawn starts doing a cheer that is specifically aimed at RJ. And it's awkward as hell.
Cringy.
She has no rhythm. She tries to do a cartwheel and falls. And just kind of is like sitting there slumped over because she knows she blew it. And the cheerleaders are like, okay, that was... full of spirit, wasn't it?
I was surprised they weren't more mean to her.
Right?
Yeah. I thought she got off easy.
Absolutely she did, dude. Like, she was cringe and awkward as fuck. Yeah.
Everyone else was like, I've lost a family member or two to the Sunnydale awfulness, but yeah, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and we saw that episode where fucking your sister and her boyfriend were banging in the wall.
Yeah, good job, though. Good job of her just being clumsy and very, very early 2000s teen comedy level of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So after this, we cut to Dawn just locked herself in the bathroom and she is sobbing. And Buffy's outside and she's like, Dawn, it's not that bad. It won't ever be that bad. And Dawn's like, no, now RJ will never notice me. RJ will never notice me. And Buffy goes, I mean, I'm sure he already did with you, you know, falling. And Dawn's like, slams the door in Buffy's face. Buffy's like, they said that you had spirit, right? He probably noticed you.
Buffy is a mom in this episode.
Absolutely. Like,
the mom vibes are so strong.
Yeah. She's got bangs now.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
They're level.
Yeah.
They're level. It's not, it's not the fiasco of before.
Yeah. Which I didn't think was that bad.
They were terrible. Even but she referenced it being terrible herself, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
It reminded me of like the singer of Paramore. Like, okay. In the early days of Paramore, like Misery Business, she had kind of similar bangs.
It's and everybody dark thought hair,
she
though?
She had like orange hair.
Okay. Yeah. It wasn't working with Buffy.
Yeah. But Buffy's like trying to make Dawn feel better. And Dawn is like, go away. And Xander shows up. And Xander's like, well, guess that Dawn does not want to hang out and watch movies. And Buffy's like, yeah, she's just going through some stuff with this guy she's got a crush on. And Dawn's like, it's not a crush, it is love. And Xander's like, all right, well, how about let's order some pizza. That always like helps teenagers get through a snit. I had to look up what snit meant because I'd never heard that word before.
I didn't have to. I just context clues.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
You, but, Mr. Kerfuffle, didn't know what a snit was?
I did not. I never heard snit before.
Well, Xander brings up that he wishes like the simpler times when Dawn had a crush on him.
This is after she's like, Dawn's like, RJ hates me. And then Dawn leaves the bathroom and she sees that Dawn has cut up and destroyed Buffy's old cheerleading uniform. Mm. And then this is where Xander's like, hey, remember the good old days when she had a crush on me? I miss that cuter me crush. I was like, okay, dude.
It's like they want to reference that, but it doesn't work the right way. Like the references they do later work, but this one was like weird.
They keep calling back to that Dawn having a crush on Xander situation, and
it's fun that she had a crush on Xander. That's just normal, but it can't be him. He can't
wanting fondly her to have So Buffy and Xander go over to Dawn's room, and Dawn's crying on her bed, and Buffy's like, Dawn? Real mom status, like coming in real level headed.
And Xander real dad too behind her. I was like, what is this family?
Yeah, dude. That's exactly what I was thinking.
And Willow's just a weirdo in the next room.
the lesbian aunt. But they're like standing in the doorway, and Buffy's like, Dawn, did you cut up my outfit? I really wish that you wouldn't have done that. And Dawn's like, yeah, I did. But it doesn't even matter. I'll buy you a new one. And Buffy's like, that's not the point. This was my outfit.
Why'd she cut up that? Like,
I have no idea.
There's a lot of teenage girl angst here.
But Buffy sits on the bed next to Dawn, and she's trying to comfort her. And she's like, hey, this isn't the end of the world. Like, you know, it's just a crush. It's not the end of the world. And Dawn's like, it's not just a crush. It is love. I know RJ's soul. I'm in love with RJ. And Buffy's like, since fucking yesterday? Like, you never even talked about this guy before yesterday. Like, what's the deal? And Dawn's like, it's real. It's real. And Buffy's like, I know it right now. It may seem real and it hurts a lot. And I feel you. But, you know, it'll be fine. This will blow over and it'll be fine. And then Dawn goes, I don't want advice from the dysfunction queen. You have no idea what real love is. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was getting scared. I was like, oh, Dawn was just getting good. Why is this happening?
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. I thought that she was going to be like, I thought she was going to pull out the rape card and be like, yeah, the people that you love are all dead and they try to rape you and shit. Like,
they've unleashed that R word and they're just going for it. And it was like, wait, I guess Buffy has fought Willow. She's fought Anya. I guess she's got to fight Tara. I mean, I guess she's got to fight Dawn. Yeah.
I mean, it is a point that Anya made last episode. Is there any of her friends that she hasn't tried to kill yet?
It's like, all right, Dawn, you're next.
Did she try to kill Dawn in that one episode? Yeah, in that one episode where she, the mental hospital one.
Oh, she tried to kill everybody.
I mean, it still counts.
I'm talking about individual fisticuffs. It's got to be a one-on-one.
All right. Yeah, then I don't think that she...
No.
I don't think that she has.
No. She would kill Dawn.
So anyway, then Buffy's like, would you stop? Like, it's fine. This is just a crush. And then Dawn says something like, I wish you wouldn't make fun of me. Mm-hmm. And Buffy's like, dude, I'm not making fun of you. Like, I don't know what you're on, but like, this is weird. And Dawn's like, leave me alone. You don't get me. And then she's just like flops down on her bed again, starts sobbing. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Now, this is the scene that Xander casually mentions that it's got to be the jacket. Girls fall for the jacket. They love it. I tried to put letters on mine once and didn't work or something. Tried to make my own. Yeah.
And that Letterman jacket.
Yeah. And that's a good one. He noticed it. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice that until you just brought that up because I forgot all about that.
I wrote that down. I was like, oh yeah, he said it. And I was like, that's when it started for me right there.
But isn't that fake though? Because he was on the swim team for a little bit. He could have gotten a letter, varsity letter.
I don't think he ever wore a jacket in that. And I think he was on that team for maybe two swims.
Before everybody turned to lizard people and started trying to rape people.
It was really hard to tell if he was cool at school or lame at school. It was always hard to say.
They always made it like he was lame, but he was hot. Like he, dude, when in that episode,
but he also
when
had they, friends too.
Yeah. Like in that episode, he like came out in his little like Speedo or whatever. And he looked fucking, he looked good, dude. And even like the girls, like Buffy.
Was that when
and,
he was hooking out with Cordelia and like Willow was crushing so. Still on him? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like all of them were like on the bleachers at mm-hmm. the pool.
Oh,
and
even
they
Buffy
saw him
was
walk
like,
in. Yeah, they did like a slow-mo yeah. pan up on Xander and they were like, oh my.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I don't know what Xander was. It was whatever they needed him yeah. to be. But anyway, did you have a Letterman jacket?
No.
I got the letter, but I never got a jacket to put it on because I was like, this is so cliche.
My school didn't do any of that.
Really?
No.
Did you didn't get a letter for playing varsity sports?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. Anyway, I went to an all-boys school anyway, so the Letterman jacket wouldn't have worked for me.
Or would it?
Oh, maybe I'm one of the priests.
You don't need a jacket for that.
But so then it's the next day and Dawn's in school and she overhears RJ and his little crony. I can't remember what that guy's name was.
I never got his name. Never got it.
It was like O'Connor or something.
Oh, yeah. They say O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So RJ's at his locker and O'Donnell comes up to him. He's like, hey, man, did you hear the news? I'm the new starting quarterback. And Dawn's overhearing all this. And RJ's like, oh, that's interesting. It's crazy that, you know, you fumbled like four times in practice. So I guess that they're putting a importance on fumble. So good for you, man. RJ's pissed. Dawn goes up to the O'Donnell as he's like walking away and she's like, it's not fair. How come you're the new starting quarterback and RJ's not the quarterback anymore? And he's like, I don't know, fucking not my decision. The coach wanted me to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
And Dawn's like, it's not fair to RJ. No one's better than RJ. And O'Donnell's like, look, dude, who the fuck are you? Like, get away from me. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. It matters what the coach's opinion is. And he wants me to be the starting quarterback. So fuck off. And they're standing by a stairwell. And Dawn just like, oh, it doesn't matter my opinion, huh? And just shoves him down the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it zooms in on Dawn's face, and I was like, okay, something's afoot here.
I was like, what are we doing? Because it didn't fully hit me, but it was still sinking. And I was like, Is she just going to really turn bad? Is she going to break bad on this show?
Would have been interesting.
I wouldn't have loved it, but I'd be down. At least just something.
I mean, they've been doing good with Dawn this season.
Exactly.
Anyway.
That's what I mean. I thought they were going to just say, nah, she's going to be a psychopath.
I mean, my note, it says Dawn shoves him down the stairs. Holy crap.
This is, I think the next scene is where I was like, Dawn's a psycho.
Yeah. So the next scene, it's Dawn in Principal Wood's office. And Principal Wood is there with Buffy. And they're kind of asking Dawn what happened. And Dawn's like, look, I don't know, man. I was standing there. I was talking to O'Donnell about the football. And dude just tripped. He fell down the stairs. And Principal Wood's like, yeah, okay. But why is he saying that you pushed him down the stairs? And Dawn's like, look, man. It's awkward when you're clumsy. Look, I get it. He probably didn't want to admit that he just tripped and fell down the stairs. That's awkward and embarrassing. Principal Wood's like, yeah, this isn't the first time that guy would have lied to me anyway. And then Dawn says, well, at least now the football team is going to be better because RJ's going to be the quarterback and RJ's the best and he's going to take over. And this is where Buffy like puts it together. She like looks at Dawn. She's like, oh my God, my sister did this on purpose.
Good for her. Yeah. I've taught her well.
And so Principal Wood is like, yeah, okay, who gives a fuck about that? He's like, okay, I guess you can head on back to class. And this is like the most nitpicky of nitpicks. Mm-hmm. But Dawn gets up to leave and she has her bag on the back of her chair, and she gets up and she leaves and the bag is still on the chair. And then in the next scene, she's got the bag. And I was like, oh, continuity error, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. You're just firing the script supervisor.
Yep. Hit the bricks. You think I didn't notice? I noticed, and you're fired.
Or let's just throw a bunch of special effects money into this.
Yeah. So then Dawn is in the hallway, and RJ sees her, and RJ's like, hey, Dawn, it's crazy what happened to O'Donnell, isn't it? And Dawn's like, yeah, it's nuts, huh? Like, yeah, but at least you get to take over quarterback. And then RJ like touches her arm, and it's like, it gives Dawn like the butterflies in her stomach, like just a little touch. And I was like, oh, is this how the spell's working or something? Is this how he's doing stuff? Because he touched her. And he's like, well, he's kind of saying like, yeah, it's kind of crazy that whole O'Donnell fell down the stairs by accident, wink, wink, wink. And Dawn's like, yeah, it was totally an accident, wink, 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 wink. And RJ said, well, it's cool that you have my back, so I like that. Anyway, I'm going out tonight. You want to come out with me tonight? And Dawn is like, yeah, I'd love to. And I was like, oh, man, what's going on?
This, when she leaves the principal's office, he's like, oh, man, I can't believe you had to deal with that Inquisition. And then she does a Monty Python reference.
Yeah.
She goes, no one expects the Spanish Inquisition. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. Why do I keep saying embarrassing things? Mm-hmm. I bring that up because I know we have Monty Python fans that listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's been referenced in Discord like a bunch.
Yeah. I never really watched Monty Python that much, but I do know of some of the stuff.
I'll be real with you. Yeah. I haven't watched much Monty Python either.
Yeah, but
I've seen this. Yeah. The but a flesh wound scene. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. And the like the horse like coconut thing.
And the person running from far away and coming back and going back, and then the Knights of Knee or something. We are the L guys.
I've never watched
people are going crazy right now.
Yeah, I've never watched a whole Monty Python movie.
Yeah. It said the Spanish Inquisition, I knew. I was like, that has to be a Monty Python reference. And it is so interesting. Because the thing about Monty Python is not really known for having a lot of female viewers. But Dawn, it's like the Buster Keaton of it all, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, so then we go over to a place where we haven't been in a while.
How does this place keep getting upgraded?
I don't know, man. They got a nice little ball outside. Yeah. I mean, that's been there.
Yeah.
The ball has been there.
I feel like this place should be shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Scoobs are there. The Scoobs are there. And the Breeders are there.
The Breeders band is there.
Oh, is that the band?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard of them before.
For anybody that likes the Breeders, that's the band.
There you go. Yeah. Shout out to you. All three of you. Anyway, that's probably a lot.
I'm just like
you never heard of the fucking Breeders? You never watched Monty Python? Losing everybody.
I'm just fueling Discord. Come at us.
But the Scoobs are there and they're talking, and Xander's talking about how like, yeah, you know what? Now that Spike has been hanging out at my apartment, like he is seeming a lot more cogent and sane, and he's not as crazy, and Buffy and Willow are there, and Buffy sees RJ there, and they're like, oh, that's the guy I think that Dawn has a crush on. And RJ is there and he's dancing with some mystery woman that has her back turned to us, And Buffy's looking at her and she's like, oh my God, I wonder how Dawn would feel if she saw RJ dancing with this huge fucking skank whore, slut bag, slutty slut whore. And then Willow is like, Buffy? And Buffy's just like, this slut skank bag. And Xander goes, ooh, daddy like. And Buffy's like, yeah. Vance just like visibly got the chills. Just
oh man, yeah.
And then Buffy puts the exclamation point in it on it by going like, oh, this girl, she's such a slutbag hussy, and I'm glad Dawn isn't here to see. And then the girl turns around and it is Dawn. And Xander goes, Daddy, no. I wasn't doing that. I wasn't, Buffy, no, I wasn't. And Willow kind of like elbows him and she's like, hey, man, I was doing it too. She looks fucking good right now.
Yeah, it almost felt like the actor wanted to look at the camera and be like, no, I don't. I didn't want this.
Nicholas Brennan wants to distance himself from the line that was written for him.
Yeah, stop putting this on me.
And I did like that they had Willow be like, hey, man, I was creeping too.
Yeah. And Dawn is giving off Eurotrip vibes.
Yeah. What a great movie. That movie is so good.
I watched it fairly recently. It doesn't hold up as much as I like, but it has a lot of great little moments in it.
Yeah. I didn't park my car here. Oh, man. Scotty doesn't know. Mm-hmm. Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. Dude.
The beginning of him cameoing and everything.
Yeah. But anyway, so they all are like, oh, my God, this is Dawn. And Dawn is like made up. So Buffy sees Dawn and she grabs Dawn like while Dawn's going to get like a drink or something at the bar. And Buffy grabs her and she's like, what the hell is this all about? And Dawn's like, what? And Buffy's like, three things. Number one, you lied to me and you told me that you were going to the library. Number two.
What?
Yeah.
At night?
Yeah. Even if it was going to the library at night.
High school?
Yeah. Number one, you lied to me. You said you were going to the library. Number two, you didn't tell me about this date, and you should never go on a date without telling me about it first, which is a good point.
Yeah, vampire guy last time.
Yeah. And number three, Anna Nicole Smith thinks you look tacky.
Reference.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
I'm sure that was like a sick burn 2002. Yeah,
I think she might have still had her reality show at that point or something.
Maybe. Yeah, man. What a reference.
I know. I was like, I have not even thought about that.
Yeah. And Dawn's like, dude, who cares? It's fine. Like,
2002, she had her reality show for two seasons. Mm. Yeah.
What was it called?
The Anna Nicole's show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dawn's like, who cares, Buffy? Like, come on, I'm a teenager. Like, this is what we fucking do. And Buffy's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go over and give that RJ guy a piece of my mind. And Dawn grabs Buffy and she's like, do not embarrass me like that in front of RJ. And Buffy goes, I don't like how this RJ guy is making you act.
Mother Buffy.
Yeah. And Dawn throws that in her face. She goes, what are you, mom now? And Buffy hits her with, I'm not. And I'm glad she's not around to see you like this. Sick. Burn, dude.
That is rough. I thought that was gonna lead to a lot more.
Yeah. That was like an over the line kind of like, oh wow, really went for the jugular on that one.
You think you're glad mom wasn't here to see her do what you've done before, Buffy?
Yeah. Like, with faith.
You were banging a vampire all last season.
She danced that dirty dance with Xander or whatever. Yeah, man.
Yeah. This is what you think your mom wouldn't want to be around for? Dawn dancing?
Yeah.
The slut shaming is high with her here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Dawn is like, Buffy, you're just jealous. You just can't stand that I'm getting some attention because you're a little miss. Oh, I'm the Slayer. I'm the chosen one. Ooh, I get all the attention. Everybody likes me, and you can't stand that for once in my life, someone's paying attention to me. And Dawn gets all huffy, and Buffy goes, hey, well, guess what, little Miss Hussy? You are not going back out on that dance floor. And Dawn's like, and she grabs her jacket and leaves.
It goes into the murder alley.
Yep. I was like, this is the preferred solution here, Buffy? This is what you prefer?
Oh, man. I just, anytime people are out at night, I'm like, how are you guys comfortable?
Especially if you're in the know, like Dawn is.
Yeah.
Also, like, Dawn is, like, lived with a vampire.
Also, is she still being trained? We had one training scene to start the season.
Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah. I think that's done.
Yeah. She's like, well, you don't got it.
She learned who has the power. That's all she needs.
Yeah.
So Dawn walks alone in an alley at night. And the one cheerleader from before, the one without the crutch, she comes out from around the corner and she sees Dawn and she's like, you think I don't know what you're doing, you slut? And Dawn's like, what? And she's like, stay away from RJ. Back off from RJ. He's mine. And Dawn's like, sounds like somebody just can't handle getting dumped. And then they get into a cat fight in the alley. And I was like, there's got to be a vampire watching this, like, yeah. Prime pickings.
Yeah.
But luckily for both of them, it's not a vampire that shows up. It is a vampire slayer. Mm-hmm. Buffy shows up and she breaks up the fight. She just, like, separates them, like, the easiest way possible. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, stay away from RJ, stay away from RJ. And then the cheerleader is like, get off me, you bitch. And she kicks Buffy, like, in the shin and then runs away.
Yeah, awkwardly. The movement in this episode is so weird.
She runs away screaming, RJ is mine. Stay away from him, bitch. And I was like, you don't need to worry about that because you're about to get picked off by a vampire.
Well, maybe not. She was hiding in the shadows somehow. Like, yeah, she popped around the corner. Like, are you a vampire? I do have a question that has just dawned on me. When RJ is dancing in the bronze, is he wearing the jacket?
I think he is.
Okay.
I think he is.
That will lead to my nitpick when we get to it, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting at.
I know exactly what you're nitpicking here.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So it's the next day at school and RJ is in the principal's office and he's getting reprimanded because Principal Wood has discovered that RJ has been using a bunch of impressionable young girls to do his homework for him. And he's like, you better not do that anymore. And RJ's like, man, quit riding me. You're always riding me, man.
Yeah.
And Principal Wood is like the most nonchalant guy in the world.
I know, he's so chill.
He always has like a quip and he's mm-hmm. like never raised, he's never upset. He's just like, oh, if you think this is bad, yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday. Oh, boy.
So he goes back into his office and RJ's about to leave. He's putting on his jacket and Buffy's like, hey, mister, I need to come fucking talk to you. You come here and you sit down. And RJ's like, man, come on, man. Principal's riding me. Now what, you're going to be riding me? And I was like, oh, boy.
Maybe. So
Buffy starts talking to him and he's like, I don't like how you're handling this whole girl situation. I don't like how you're handling my sister Dawn because she's a special type of gal. And Buffy, like, she pushes him down into the seat. And I was like, oh, Buffy touched him, because I thought it was having to do with touching RJ. But then it wouldn't have made sense for Dawn earlier in the episode where she's just looking at him at the thing. So my theory was like out. But Buffy starts like to run him down and reprimand him. And then she starts to kind of get a crush on him because she's like, I don't like how you're doing this and you're using all these poor impressionable young girls. But I can tell that it's like difficult for you because, you know, you're the captain of the football team and it must be hard for you. And, you know, you're such a leader and you're the quarterback. And yeah, it's got to be tough. And wow, never really thought about it like that. And RJ's like, yeah, man, it is tough. And it's even tougher when Principal Woods fucking riding me all the time. He's always riding me. And Buffy's like, yeah, that's got to be tough. Man, well, yeah, I can remember back in those days. I mean, I was never into sports, but like, I can imagine. And, you know, it wasn't that much longer ago. It wasn't that far ago that I was in high school. Like, I'm not that much older than you, you know. I mean, basically, like, I'm like the same age as you, except I got a lot more sexual experience. And then she's like, the roles reverse because RJ was sitting down, Buffy's standing up. And then as Buffy starts to fall for him, RJ stands up and Buffy sits down. And then she's like looking up at RJ. And I was like, oh, nice physical switch, dude. Mm-hmm. And as Buffy.
Yeah, I went back and watched this scene because I was listening to it and I was like, wait, did she just, when she was talking about the look on her face when she's talking about being a teammate and leader, I was like, is she being introspective about her leadership role too? When I've like heard it and I went back and I was like, oh no, this is just the transition because he puts on this jacket and then she starts to get all flustered. So, yeah.
Yeah. And as Buffy's getting all hot and bothered, another like teacher or something walks in and Buffy's like, oh, whoa, oh wow. Yeah. Anyway, RJ, you should get back to class. And RJ's like, all right, cool. I will. And he walks out and Buffy's still like kind of clutching at her neck. And she's like, oh my God, holy fuck, that guy's hot. Now, I also have something to say here.
The love music Buffy, kicks in. The love
yeah,
music
it's the love
in.
Music.
Plays, yeah.
The same one from before.
Yep.
But when Buffy is waiting for RJ to come out of the principal's office, she's like leaning up against her little office thing. And it does say counselor Buffy Summers. Because we had people say like she's not a counselor.
Well, they say she's not a counselor.
They say she... But she's got principal, a fucking a placard.
The principal hired her and said, not quite a counselor. Like, that was in the actual script.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
they don't know. They don't know what it is. I do love that the same person that saw her threaten a student, the people working in the office also just started flirting with a student. They overheard her flirting. They're like, I don't know.
This girl's kind of wild.
What are her qualifications?
So it's nighttime now and Dawn comes home and Buffy's in the living room and she's waiting for Dawn. And Buffy's like, Dawn, come here. I need to talk to you. And Dawn's like, shit, I'm going to get fucking yelled at again. And so Dawn goes over and talks, sits down next to Buffy. And Buffy's like, look, Dawn, I talked to RJ today. And I think that he might like you. And Dawn's like, what? Really? And Buffy's like, yeah, I think, you know, he says that he didn't have anything bad to say about you. He might like you, but there is this one tiny thing that he said about you that I think that you need to work on. And Dawn's like, what? Buffy's like, I think you came on a little strong. And I think that what you need to do is you need to lay back a little and let RJ come to you. And Dawn's like, oh, God, I knew it. I knew I was such a dummy. I shouldn't have come on so strong. But if I lay back and let him come to me, I'm a little worried that, like, another, what if another girl comes and she sweeps him away from me? And Buffy's like, don't worry about that. You're in safe hands. You're going to come out the winner here because I'm here and I'm looking out for you. And we're going to do this together. And I'm going to hook you up with RJ and everything's going to be great. But it's really a trick because Buffy is trying to swoop in and steal RJ from Dawn now.
Mm-hmm. Just a little gaslighting. She didn't have to push her down the steps.
Yeah. Oh, man, this episode.
Yeah.
So RJ is in class the next day and Buffy comes running into his classroom and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Teacher, sir, but we need to see RJ at the guidance counselor's office. We need him to come to the office. And he's like, okay, cool. And then RJ gets up and he's leaving and Buffy takes him to an empty classroom. Art classroom, I guess.
This just dawned on me. You know the girl that's on crutches earlier?
Mm-hmm.
They say like something fell on her, right?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to think that the cheerleader that fought Dawn did that to her? Mm-hmm. Out of jealousy?
Maybe.
Huh.
Yeah, maybe because, yeah. Because later on in the episode, yeah.
Okay.
That'd be something.
Yeah. I also wonder what happened to the guy who wanted to ask Dawn to the dance.
Oh, Mike?
Yeah.
He's mourning the loss of Cassie.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll get over that soon because he died of natural causes.
We've seen Dawn interact with so many different friend groups.
I know.
Like, she doesn't... Like, we talked about how we thought that in episode one, that was going to be her, Kit and that Carlos guy, I think. And then Mike and Cassie. But well, Cassie's dead. But where's Zachary Ty Bryan?
People are saying he died from that bite.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I just don't know how they dispose of that body. Like,
yeah.
You got to come and he's dead on the floor. It's like, explain that.
Well, now Dawn is part of the jocks, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah.
So Buffy takes RJ to like this empty classroom. And she's like, this is like where I'm taking you. And RJ's like, where are we going, Miss Summers? So then we cut to Dawn walking in the hallway. And she goes to RJ's class and she looks in through the window. And she's like, well, it can't hurt to just look at him. I'll just look at him. She peers in through the window and she sees that RJ is not in class. And she's like, huh, where is he?
And then I know how much he loves class.
Yeah. So then we go back to Buffy and RJ alone in the room. And RJ is like still talking about like, yeah, man, Principal Wood, he's always riding me, man. He's still riding me. I wish someone would just like get him off my back. And Buffy's like, anyway, just grabs him and starts violently making out with him. Mm-hmm. And he pulls away and he goes, whoa, you're like a teacher. Sorry, I got ahead in my notes and had a little like combination of words. Whoa, you're like a teacher. And Buffy goes, does that bother you? And he goes, not so much. And then they just start going at it.
Does it bother you that I'm the sister of the girl you're on a date with? Not at all, this guy. We get a Principal Snyder reference, too. from Buffy.
Yeah. Yeah, Buffy's like, yeah, I remember Principal Snyder used to ride me too. He was always up my ass. So then Dawn's looking through the hallways for RJ, and then eventually she happens upon the classroom where Buffy and RJ are, and you just see her face through the window and get a little dolly zoom. Dawn's like, and Dawn just runs out of school.
Dawn, it's not like this is like 12 dead frat guys. It's just your sister making out with RJ. Calm down.
Yeah, Vance, it's worse.
Reverse the wish on you. Because RJ does say, I wish someone would get Principal Snyder. The Principal Wood off my back.
Yeah, that is true. So she runs out of school that she's just like sitting outside on the quad, and she's just like sitting there shell-shocked, and she's crying. And who shows up but Daddy Zandy?
With his hard hat.
Yeah. And he's like, what's wrong? And Dawn's like,
the principal should be like, hey, I know you're working construction on this stuff, but we would like for you guys not to like talk to the students. We don't want all the construction workers like sitting down and comforting the crying female students. It's not a good look.
So Xander sits down next to Dawn, who's like sobbing her eyes out, and he goes, did that guy in the jacket? And Dawn goes, I don't even want to hear his name anymore. And Xander goes, I called him the guy in the jacket. Yeah. And I was like, that's a great line. And then Dawn goes, that's what I called him in my head before I knew his real name. And I was like, that's an even better line. Like, yeah. This is great.
Yeah.
And then Xander's like sitting there. He's like, what the hell is going on here? Like, what happened? What did he do? And he's like, I might go get Buffy. I'm going to go get Buffy and see like what she says about all this. And Dawn's like, don't go get Buffy. And Xander's like, what? Why? And Dawn goes, I don't ever, ever, ever want to see Buffy again. And Xander's like, well, what is this about? Is it about Buffy? Is it about the guy and the guy? And Dawn goes, it's about both of them. And then she walks away and Xander's like, what the hell is going on here?
The angel parallels are insane.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
So Xander runs into the school and he runs into the room. And he runs in on Buffy riding RJ. And Buffy's hair is all disheveled. And Xander sees this and he's like, oh, whoa. And RJ turns to him and he goes, ever heard of knocking, buddy?
Dude, RJ, man.
Yeah.
Classic Sunnydale High male.
Yep. And then Xander is just like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. Excuse me, Buffy, would you get off of the boy, please? We're going home.
So she is married to Xander. Okay.
Yeah. And I got to ask you, was Buffy banging this kid?
I think the pants are up. I think it's pre-bang. It's pre-bang.
Okay, this is dry humping?
Yeah.
Because Buffy, like, Buffy's wearing a skirt. His pants are still up.
True.
But, you know, it could be.
I don't think he broke the seal.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, is this where the show is going?
I wouldn't put it past the show.
I wouldn't, especially now.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, this is such a bad look. And like if Dawn saw that, like anybody walking by could have saw
that.
She's
lucky Dawn is the one that saw that and not anybody else.
Yeah. So
even this happening, it's no way he doesn't say something to someone.
No, yeah.
The rumor of Buffy making out with the quarterback of the team would spread like wildfire in that school.
Dude, we had a teacher at my high school that hooked up with one of the students, and it, dude, that went through the school so fucking fast.
Did that person get fired or go to jail or anything?
Oh yeah, they got fired.
Okay.
And it was crazy because that person was dating another teacher at our school and then also hooking up with one of the students. And that teacher was like, oh my God. It was a whole thing, dude.
Yeah. See, that's what happens when you're at a school and they start handing out letters.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. So anyway, they take Buffy home and Buffy's at home with Dawn. And Buffy's like, Dawn, stop crying. Your crying isn't going to make RJ's love for me go away. And yeah. Xander's there and he's there with Willow and Anya. And he's like, this is definitely some kind of fucking love spell. This is some kind of love spell. And Buffy's like, oh, yeah, you hear that, Dawn? You're just under a love spell. RJ's in love with me. And I'm sorry that your love is fake because you're under a love spell. Mm-hmm. And Anya's like, don't worry, guys. You're not going to be in love with him soon. And Buffy and Dawn are like, no, we will still be in love with him. This is real love. And then they start bickering about who's in love with RJ more. And then they both run upstairs. So then Xander, Willow, and Anya start doing research about love spells. And Xander is like, I remember when I was caught up in a love spell. And it does like an actual flashback to like the mob of women attacking him in Buffy's basement. Mm-hmm. And then it flashes back and he's got his hand on his chin and he's looking up at the sky and he's just like, good times.
It is so cartoony and overdone. It's so funny.
It was cartoony, but it was perfect.
Yeah.
And that flashback too, mm-hmm. like Xander had short hair in that flashback and I was like, man. And he also looked a lot skinnier. I was like, man, yeah, Xander looks so different.
Yeah, that was season 2.
I think that's 2. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long. Yeah, 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, man. Yeah, cuz they had like the close up of Joyce like reaching for him.
Cuz the Zeppo was season 3, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm. Man. What a good fucking episode.
Classic.
That was such a funny episode.
Yeah. Drusilla's great in that one.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Xander is like, well, let's Google this kid. Let's see what we can figure out about this RJ kid. And they look him up and he's like, oh, actually, I know his brother. Yeah, we all know his brother. Like, we all went to high school together. Like, he was a couple grades above me, but he was also like a jock and he didn't really like, wasn't too friendly with me, but I know him. So I'm going to try and use that as a way in and figure out what's going on. And they're like, good idea. We'll stay here and we'll research some more.
Everybody's information was online too back then.
Yeah. You could see everyone's family tree. So Xander and Spike go to RJ's house and Xander's giving him like the rundown, like, hey, man, Don't do anything crazy. I forget what the rundown that he's giving.
It was like,
him
if something gets hairy, you know, what I don't know, just a little prepping stuff. It's kind of a setup for a later thing, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they knock on the door and the brother opens the door and he's got like, he's like a pizza guy outfit. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, hey, what's up, Harris? How's it going? And so like, hey, can we come in? We got some questions to ask you about your brother, RJ. And so they come in and they're sitting down and his brother is like sticking up for RJ. His brother is like, dude, RJ's like the coolest. He's awesome, man. Like, I was a little worried for him because he used to be kind of a nerd. Like, he did a bunch of like poetry and shit. And it was a little awkward. I was worried that he was going to be like kind of a weirdo. But Spike gets up during this and he's like walking around and looking at some stuff around
Spike,
the house.
Spike didn't flip out when he mentioned poetry, you know, being a poet.
Yeah.
Buffy's favorite William thing in the world, her favorite class in college.
Yeah. So he noticed, Spike is walking around, and he notices in like a family picture or something that they're wearing the same varsity Letterman jacket in the pictures. And the brother's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that That was my jacket. The jacket that RJ is wearing now was my jacket, and it was my father's jacket because my dad went to Sunnydale High too, apparently. And my dad wore the jacket, and that's how I met my mom. And she was like Miss Iowa or whatever it was. And she was so hot back in the day. And everyone looks at him. He's like, oh, what? You're talking about your mom, dude.
Isn't they're at RJ's house though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's and then interesting the mom like yells to him.
Yeah. It's interesting they go through the brother. They go to the brother for this.
Yeah. So they start talking about this jacket, and then it raises, you know, Xander and Spike's eyebrows, and they're like, huh, maybe it's something to do with this jacket.
Yeah. They put it together and, pretty quick.
Yeah. And so they're like, all right, well, we're going to head out. And RJ's brother's like, you sure? You sure you're going to head out? You don't want to, like, hang out and, you know, party with me? Like, we can, I got a rumpus room and we can hang out in the basement. I got like air hockey and pool and stuff. We can get a couple brewskis. And they're like, nah, we're good. We're going to leave. We're going to leave. And he's like, sure, please stay. And they're like, nah, later, dude. Bye.
Does the mom offer them raisins or something?
Yeah, the mom yells to them and it's weird. Yeah. I forget what she says to them, but they're like, oh, we should probably go.
Yeah. Nothing for me tops like Wedding Crashers and Will Ferrell yelling.
Oh, yeah. Mom, meatloaf!
Yeah. She loves making that meatloaf.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, so yeah, they put it together like something's up with that jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go back to the Summers home where Willow and Anya are there and they're still researching. Now they're like looking up anti-love spells. And they're like, oh, I don't know. None of this stuff is working. Like, I just don't see what's happening.
Between the most powerful witch and a 1,000-year-old vengeance demon, they can't figure out an anti-love spell.
Right, dude.
Call up Amy the Rat. She'll figure it out.
Yeah. So how did they do it last time? How'd they break the spell with Xander?
What? Did happen at the end of that episode. I don't remember how that episode ended.
Yeah, I don't either. I just remember everybody was converging on Xander, the and then all of a sudden they woke up and they were like, oh yeah, it was a gas leak.
No, the gas leak was the eggs in the basement. I don't know which one this one was. That's when they had the like eggs that were hatching and everyone was like digging holes in the basement of the school and they were like, that's a gas leak. I don't know what they justified this one by. They were doing a lot of logic leaps for denying things. I don't know how that ended, but you know.
Yeah. But so they can't come up with anything to reverse this spell. And then they get a knock at the door and they go and they answer the door and it's RJ. And he's like, hey, is Buffy Summers here? And they're like, no. And who are you? And he's like, I'm RJ. But anyway. All right, I guess I'll leave. And Anya and Willow are like, yeah, go away, go away. And he starts walking away. And then that fucking music starts playing. And then Willow and Anya start falling for RJ.
Yep.
And they close the door and they start arguing about who should be in love with RJ.
Yeah.
And RJ, Anya says, oh, you can't fall in love with him because AJ is my best friend and my dearest darling. And Willow goes, it's RJ. And then Buffy and Dawn come downstairs and they start bickering. And they're like, well, Willow, you can't be in love with RJ because you're a gay woman. And Willow's like, well, that's fine. I can get over it. I can get past that. And then they all start arguing about who loves RJ the most. And Willow posits that she actually loves RJ the most because she's willing to look past that she's a lesbian for him. And Anya's like, I love him the most because I would kill for RJ. And Buffy goes, I'd kill for him too. In fact, I'm going to kill the principal because the principal has been riding him and he wants him off his back. So you know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go fucking kill the principal. And Willow goes, I'm going to prove my love with magic. And
Well, Anya says,
goes.
Yeah, Anya says something like.
Anya says, what are you going to do? Use magic to make him into a girl? And then Willow's like, great idea.
Anya's like, fuck.
And then they all go their separate ways, except for Dawn. And Dawn is just left there, and she's there, and she's all dejected. She's slumped up against the door frame, and Buffy's there. And she's like, I'm so sorry, Dawn. I'm sorry that this is how it's going to have to be, because you never had a shot. You were never going to get him. And Dawn's like, I know. I never had a shot. This fucking sucks. Like, you're the Slayer. Willow's going to do some kind of magic shit. What do I got? I got fucking nothing. I'm just a world-binding key.
And I'm not even that anymore.
I was the most important thing 2 seasons ago. Remember that?
Willow, turn me back into a key like you threatened.
So then we have what is perhaps one of the best. Like, now it's just all hilarity.
Yeah, this is first season level stuff.
Yeah, this is right on par with Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, mm-hmm. Zeppo. Like, this is Dawn's Zeppo episode, I feel
Yes.
Or Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
It's as close to a Dawn episode as we're getting. They don't give her all of it, but it's as close as we got.
Yeah. But we get, like, this Shaft music playing, like, and Willow starts doing a spell in her room. She starts getting all the materials ready to do a spell. And then that, like, little quadrant, mm-hmm. like, it
top left corner. Yeah.
Yeah. It becomes smaller and goes into the top left corner. Then we see Buffy driving a car. And I was like, whoa, that's bad news.
I had that in bold in my notes. Buffy driving?
Not only is Buffy driving, Buffy drives. She parks at the school, gets out of the car with a bazooka.
Insane. Where did they keep that bazooka? Whose car is this? This doesn't matter.
Well, it's the same. It's Joyce's car because it's the same Jeep Cherokee.
Okay. I didn't think Buffy
when
drove
she got
it all,
out of yeah. when she got out of that car, dude, with the bazooka, I was like, oh my god.
She's taking a bigger weapon to kill a human principal than she takes to, like, kill a vengeance demon.
Yep. So that one goes in the top right corner.
Yeah.
Then we have Anya lurking around a corner in all black with, like, like one of the classic, like, cartoony, like, big potato sacks with a money sign on it and a ski mask. And she pulls the ski mask down outside of a bank.
Yeah.
She's going to go rob a bank. And that goes in the lower left corner.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Dawn just walking around aimlessly. And then she happens upon train tracks. And she lays down on the train tracks because she's going to kill herself. And I was like, holy shit.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still playing the... And so that one goes into the lower right, and you just see all four of them prepping their ways that they're going to get RJ to fall in love with them. So then we go back to Willow, who's doing her spell, and she's calling Hashkate or some bullshit, and she's trying to summon this goddess thing. And right as she's about to do the spell, Xander puts his hand over her mouth, and she's like, oh, man. Why'd you do that? I was just starting a spell. I was going to make RJ fall in love. Like, I was going to turn him into a girl. And Xander's like, yeah. No, because she's like, I was going to make RJ fall in love with me. And Xander goes, yeah, Willow, you're a lesbian woman. And she's like, I was going to turn him into a girl. It was going to be a whole thing. And Xander's like, what the fuck is going on, Willow? What is happening? Where is everybody? And Willow just spills it immediately. Yeah. She's like, well, I was going to do a spell. Buffy's going to go kill the principal. Anya went out to do something, and I don't really know where Dawn went.
It's crazy. Like, this isn't even a nitpick. This is just something. We saw Willow and Amy the Rat just turning people into stuff without spells before. But I do like that she has to do a spell and he can just stop it by covering her mouth.
Yeah. She's like, oh, man, I'm going to have to restart that spell all over again.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Xander hears all of these plans. He's like, they're going to what? Yeah. And he's like, we got to go now.
And Spike is just like silent.
Yeah. And so we then go, and this is one of my favorite scenes in this entire series.
Yeah.
So we go, we have a shot of Principal Wood in his office, and he's just listening to some smooth jazz, mm-hmm. doing some paperwork. Mm-hmm. And you see outside his window, Buffy walk up, like nonchalant, like, put the bazooka on her shoulder, start aiming it at the principal, and then Spike just runs in and tackles Buffy.
Yeah.
And they start fighting. They're running back and forth. Spike steals the bazooka from Buffy, and you just hear like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? I need that.
Yeah.
And Principal Wood is just like, huh? And then just as he turns his head to look outside, Spike and Buffy have disappeared. And he's like, huh, okay, I guess that was nothing.
I guess working late night at the office at the school in the Hellmouth won't backfire ever. Like, you just are asking to die, Principal. You're asking for it.
I loved that, like, 15-second scene so much.
It was such a good gag. Just, I love anytime someone gets tackled off screen. So yeah. Just the first tackle was great. And then seeing him run with the bazooka, the choice of a bazooka is what makes this whole thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, if she just had a knife or a stake or even a crossbow
it's, yeah, it wouldn't have landed. But the bazooka is, I fucking loved that.
Her chasing after him when we cut back outside and he's got the bazooka and she's running after him. Just so funny.
Yeah. Spike running with that bazooka. It was just like so goofy looking. Mm-hmm. And they run and Xander pulls up and Willow's doing a locator spell because they're like, what are you doing a locator spell for? Who are you trying to find? And then it cuts to Dawn, who's laying on the train tracks. And a train is approaching now. And Buffy, Xander, Willow, Spike show up in Xander's like Ford Taurus or whatever. He screeches on the brakes and Buffy's like, Dawn, what are you doing? And she starts running. She starts running side by side with the train, then jumps onto the train, climbs to the top of the train, and sees that Dawn is laying on the tracks adjacent to that train. And I was like, oh.
They
so
didn't
Dawn was never in any risk.
No, another train is coming. But they do a bad job of setting the geography of this scene up.
Yes.
Because you're thinking she has to get in front of the train that she's running next to. And I was like, she's not going to be able to do that. Then she climbs that train. I'm like, is she going to run on top of the train to get in front of Dawn? And then you see, she's using that train to get closer to the other train. It's one step that you don't need. You can cut out that whole. You could save yourself a little bit of money of train hopping and just have her run, tackle, dive out of the way. This hop on the opposite train thing is way too convoluted.
Yeah. And like you said, like they laid out the geography of this like so complicated, because I thought when Buffy starts running next to the train, she was going to grab it and like try to stop it like with her heels or something.
Pull a Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was like, what is she doing? And then she climbed on top of it and I was like, how is that gonna help? And then I saw that there was another train coming. I was like, dude, this is unnecessarily complicated.
Yeah, at first I was like, is she gonna pull a brakes thing? Is she gonna switch a track? You know, like, but it needs to be one train. It doesn't need to be two trains.
But Buffy jumps down and saves Dawn from the other train that was hurtling towards her.
Yeah.
And Buffy's like, Dawn, what are you fucking doing? Why would you do that? Why are you going to kill yourself? And Dawn goes, well, dude, it's because I can't compete with you. Like, you're so hot and you're older and you're hotter and you have sex and you kill people. Like, how am I supposed to fucking compete with that? So I thought that... since I can't kill for RJ, I can't do a magic spell for RJ, I can't do whatever you guys are doing, I was going to kill myself for RJ. And that way, like, he would notice me because no one has ever killed themselves for him and he'll never be able to forget that. And Buffy's like, yo, that's dark and fucking stupid. And I don't like that. And Dawn's like, but it's not going to make it. He's not going to love me. And Buffy's still under the spell. She's like, well, yeah, I mean, he's still going to love me, but like, doesn't mean that you should kill yourself.
Yeah. The show is trying to give a message here. Buffy's like, no guy is worth your life ever. And it's like, mm-hmm. did somebody do that recently in the media that made them, like, you know, that you always have the teens killing themselves for, you know, the Romeo and Juliet type situations. Yeah. But yeah, it's really just like thrown in here at the end. And it's hard because it's like a bond between the sisters, but they are under the spell. So I'm not sure like how much of this is hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it seems like Buffy's snapping out of it because of her love for Dawn is trumping her love for RJ.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought was happening too. Because Buffy does say, she's like, yeah, I think I'm under some kind of spell or something.
Yeah.
But then she also does reverse it. She's like, I mean, it's just because he's going to love me more than you forever. It's mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you should die.
Yeah.
But anyway. So then we have a scene where, like, we need to figure out this RJ shit, and Xander and Spike are like, we know what to do. And so they're hiding around a corner and they see RJ out with the girl with the crutch from earlier with the broken foot or whatever. And they're just on Main Street. And Xander and Spike just run up to RJ, steal his jacket from him.
On Main Street.
On Main Street. Like, it's crowded too. Yeah. Like, it's not like they're the only people there. Like, mm-hmm. they just like jump him, mm-hmm. steal his fucking shit. Run your fucking jacket, motherfucker.
I do love the build up to this. Xander's like, okay, Spike, you know the plan, right? He's like, yeah, I think I know it. And they just run and take it from him. RJ doesn't put up a fight. He doesn't chase after him.
They just steal his jacket and they run away.
Yeah.
And then we cut to them just with the jacket in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And Buffy is like, man, it's crazy that all of this came from that jacket. And Xander's like, yeah, man, but it's good that it's gone. And Buffy's like, Xander, I'm surprised that you didn't like try it on. And Xander's like, I plead the fifth on account of the jacket did not fit me.
I did love that.
Yeah. And they're all just standing there and they're like, man, we just feel so stupid for falling under this spell. Like, we don't even realize and understand how this whole fucking jacket thing worked at all. We just threw it in the fire and we have no understanding of like, if that even was what it was, but I guess it was what it was, but how did it work? And we don't understand it at all.
I kind of love that we don't get a backstory of how it works.
Yeah. And they're all feeling stupid and like, I just feel bad for Dawn. And they're like, man, we were all about to do some crazy shit for that guy. I was about to turn him into a girl and Buffy was about to kill the principal. Anya, what were you about to do for RJ? And Anya's like, don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about what I did. And Willow's like, no, come on. We all said what we were about to do for him. Like, Dawn was about to fucking kill herself. Like, what were you about to do? And Anya's like, you know, I wrote a poem. No big deal. And then a radio report starts to come on.
Because the radio has been on the whole time somehow.
Yeah. And the radio is like, we just got reports from the banks that there are multiple robberies going on tonight. And the suspect and Anya quickly just turns off the radio. She's like, don't worry about that. Anybody want to do something else? And then Buffy sits down with Dawn and she's like, Dawn, I know that this is crazy, but it was a spell. Don't worry about it. We were all acting a little bit crazy. I'm sorry that I acted like crazy. And Dawn's like, yeah, that fucking sucked and I hated that. And And Buffy's like, you're going to hate it even more when it's not a spell, because then it's real. And I thought that this was going to be a thing of like Dawn still kind of had a crush on RJ. And like she was doing stupid stuff, but she still kind of had a crush on him.
Yeah, she does play it like you're wondering if she's still going to be like, I still do like him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think seeing your sister make out with him would be enough to be, all right, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, the episode ends on that Anya radio beat.
Yeah, good beat. Good episode. Good fun time episode.
Yeah. Now, my nitpick, which I don't think there's a way to fix it without the story like really falling apart, without it becoming bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, is that how does the jacket choose its victims?
Yeah.
Because he's wearing it in a classroom.
He was wearing it at the Bronze.
He was wearing it at the Bronze. And they looked at him in the jacket at the Bronze, did not fall for
it. Mm-hmm. I knew that this is what the nitpick was going to be,
yeah,
too.
It's just like, it seems like everybody should be falling for him the way it works. Because it works on Dawn. She just sees him. Because at first I was like, yeah, oh, maybe he has to talk to people. But no. He literally just puts the jacket on the field, and she sees it, and she's all about him.
Yeah.
Now, he's at the cheerleading thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn is singing a song to him, a cringy song, a cringy cheer to him. Everybody there should be just fawning over him. He should be, like, surrounded by ladies. It's even referenced a little bit that he gets girls to do his homework for him and stuff. But it's like, how does it, why is it not working on everybody all the time, always?
Yeah, and how come it didn't work on Buffy at that first scene?
Yeah. Now, I
guess Buffy didn't notice him.
I do like, it's interesting that he doesn't know that the jacket works.
You think that he doesn't know that the jacket works?
I don't think that he knows, because the brother didn't know. They don't know. They think it's just because they're like cool guys and football team people. He doesn't say the thing about the principal, because this is where they could have made him really bad. Like when he was winking at Dawn for pushing the friend down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, yeah, I wish someone would take out the principal. And he says it to Buffy. I don't think he's saying that to get her to do it. He's not saying it like on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was the thing. And also, I don't think he thinks it's the jacket because he didn't put up a fight when they stole it. Like, someone stole the thing that you think gets you girls.
So does he just thinks that he's like the most hot and charming guy ever.
Yeah. Like that's, yeah. I mean, that's what, why wouldn't you? You're the quarterback of a football team. Girls are hitting you all the time. Why would you not just think that?
Well, Vance, I can tell you, I was the punter of my football team and I was not getting that kind of play.
Yeah, well, that's why they didn't give you a jacket. They just threw a letter at you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, and I was a second stringer on the lacrosse team, babe. Not even a second stringer. I was like a fourth stringer.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I was a face-off specialist, though. I was pretty good at face-offs. But, yeah. As soon as I would win that face-off, they would pull me off the field.
Got to get that warm-up in for that one.
Yeah. They were like, all right, you did good. Good job. Get off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. This is a fun episode. I'm happy that Dawn's not a complete psychopath.
Me too. I thought it was a good episode, man. Good Dawn episode. Good, like, little Zeppo adventure for her. Mm-hmm. I dug it.
Yeah.
Next episode is titled Conversations with Dead People. You think she's going to talk to Joyce?
Yeah. 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 I did see the screen grab or the thumbnail for this one.
Oh, is it a little?
It's a little spoilery.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then
I don't know what's going to happen in this one.
I'll predict it's a she's going to talk to Joyce. Somehow Spike is going to be involved because he's a dead person, technically. Mm. And maybe Angel.
Mm, okay.
All right. Well, that is a wrap for him, everybody. Thanks so much for listening and subscribing and all that good stuff. Join our Discord. Let us know what you thought about the episode and some of the questions that we had. If you have answers, let us know. If you want to get a shout out from Sloppy Joe, Apple Podcast 5-star rating and review, or Spotify 5-star rating, screenshot it, send it to us somehow. Follow us on Instagram at boyswatchingbuffy, boyswatchingbuffy at gmail.com, patreon.com/boyswatchingbuffy, where we do Joe's Fashion Report /corner, boyswatchingangel, and I have a heaping helping load of shit to say about this fucking episode. boyswatchingmovies. We got Amazon wish list. We got merch. We got it. Merch exists.
Yeah.
We don't push that much, but yeah.
Yeah, we've been hyping up this Angel episode, so I don't know when people are going to listen to this. What's the title of that Angel episode, if they want to jump to that?
The title of the Angel episode that we're doing, that I am going to have a lot to say about, is Apocalypse Now-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're listening to this like way far in the future, you're not like keeping up with it as we're currently doing it. Mm-hmm. Apocalypse Now-ish.
Yeah.
Lots to say about that. And that is a wrap, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And stay tuned next time for when we talk about Conversations with Dead People.
You fell for a mystical ancient curse. Who hasn't made that mistake 7-8 times?